just a quick recap. First of all, I'd like to thank the Barish family for sponsoring this week's Chabura in honor of the Bris and their new son, Yoshua Dov. He should grow up to Mirtz Hashem, have a tshuka, become a Talmud Chacham, and to always be involved in Torah Mitzvahs. The Gemara and Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel discussed last time, we scratched the surface. The first Chabura we were discussing was the Inyan of Erev Parshios and knocking Erev Parshios Lamaisa down to practically only meaning three Dayanim because of a special Takana today Shalotino Delos Bifnei Lovim that for Halva, in order to make sure that traffic continues, so we made a leniency specifically for Hodolos Valvos. But then the Gemara introduces a new Shita, a brand new Shita in the Gemara. Amar of Acha, he disagrees with everything, disagrees with the premise, disagrees with the foundation. No three Dayanim, nothing doing, it's not true. Bitzedek Tishbot Amisecha. It's enough to have what? One Dayan, Bitzedek Tishbot, Lashon Yochid.
Last week's Parasha.
It's
last week's Parasha.
Last week's Parasha. So the Gemara says, oh, Balkar. So the Gemara says, Bitzedek Tishbot Amisecha. So we left off with Akasha. The Rambam from the Makoros from last week. The Rambam doesn't jot. The Ramach already, the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ramach. The Rambam doesn't make any sense. The Rambam paskins Betzedek Tishmon Yosecha. It's enough to have one Dayan. Then the Rambam elsewhere says, oh, you know why by Dine Mominis you can be lax that we don't have Mumchen? That's because of Shlichu Sayhu. What do you mean? If you hold that you don't need three Dayanim, if you hold that you don't need a Bezdin, ask the Ramach, you don't get into the issue of Shlichu Sayu at all. You don't paskin the issue of Shlichu Sayu. The Rambam is a blatant contradiction. How can the Rambam say with a straight face, Betzedek Tishbos Amisecha, and in the same face, the Rambam is going to also paskin that Shlichu Sayu hath. In addition, which we didn't even highlight last week, the Tshuvas HaRashba, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah elsewhere, also asked, the Rambam paskins, Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dinei Em Din. The Gemara says that according to the Rambam, two Dayanim that want a paskin, the Psak is not a good Psak. But the Gemara says, if you hold Betzedek Tishbon Amisecha, if you hold one Dayan is good, the Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina? We're going to learn this Gemara in a second, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the nafkamina between the first mahalach in the Gemara and the second mahalach of the Gemara? Rava, who holds it's a kula because of hodos valvos, but miikara, originally you really should have needed whatever you need from all other dine mominis. You need three bona fide mumchin. And what's the nafkamina if you hold like Ravacha, but Tzedek Tishbog one? So Gemara says the nafkamina is Shmuel, Shnayim Shadonu, dine am din, is two dayanim works. How could the Rambam say that on the one hand, one dayan works? The other hand, the Rambam also says in another place, Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dinei Em Din. The Rambam's a Pella. What's going on with this Rambam? Last week, we mentioned the Kasha that Tosfos raised, which is a fundamental question in Hilchas Geirus. Tosfos in Kiddushin and Afsanach Beis, as well in Yevamos and elsewhere in Shas, raises a fundamental question. The Gemara says that when you have a Geirus, when you're megayer someone, mishpat ksivbe. By geirus, it's not just enough to go through the procedure, to go through the meal, the circumcision, the tefillah, the immersion, the kabbalas hamitzvahs, but rather mishpat ksivbe, it always has to be done in front of a what? Of a mishpat, of a bezdin. So astos is akasha, I don't understand. If the Torah tells me that on a deoraisa level, Gemara Sanhedrin tells me on a deoraisa level, I need dayanim mumchin, no matter what area of halacha it is. And it's only midrabbanan that I'm lenient because of aldos valvos. So then what am I missing? Bizman hazeh. How could we create a Jew? How could we create a Yid on a level of deoraisa? So last week we spoke about the teretz, the first teretz of Tosfos, that says it's exeris hakosov ledoro seichet. And we spoke about that teretz of Tosfos. And then we spoke about the second teretz of Tosos, that Tosos says Shlichu Sayu actually works. And we asked on that kash of Tosos, how could Shlichu Sayu work? It's a takana midrabbanan. These dayanim are only dayanim midrabbanan. So we dealt with a new perspective in the issue of Shlichu Sayu. That's what we spoke about last week. But then we left off last week with the answer of the Rashba, which seems to be the answer of the Rambam as well. The Rashba says, yes, it's true. Min HaTorah, you need three Dayanim. But who said that it needs to carry over that you need three Dayanim Mumchim? Azoy Zok the Rashba, end of Rashba. And we asked on the Rashba, and the Rambam seems to have the same approach, that it's sufficient to have three Dayanim Min HaTorah by Gerus. I don't understand. If you're telling me Mishpat Ksivbe, and your vision of Mishpat on a level of the Araisa is three Dayanim Mumchim, so how could you carry it over and link it to the other Mishpat to Dine Mominis? Only Ligabe, only Klape, what? The number of Dayanim, but Ligabe the criteria and how expertise they are, and Ligabe the Mumchim, the Rashba says, then I could drop the Drasha. Mimonim Shach. Either you carry it over, or you don't carry it over. If the Torah, when it speaks about Dinei Mamonos, it talks about three qualified mumchim that have smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu, so then you're stuck. So then you can't have a ger min haTorah. How is the Rashba saying that you have a lin in the number? We just learn out the number and not legabi the mumchim. So we developed last week. We started to develop is that no, it could be Seder of Soloveitchik, that could be that the Rambam has a different understanding in terms of the nature of smicha. You see, smicha could be understood in one of two ways. Yesh lachkor. The Gemara says that you have to have smicha. What does smicha create? Is it that smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, ish mipi ish, now creates the shem bezdin, and without smicha I'm not a bezdin, or no? Smicha is something in the resume of the individual. Smicha is halach in the gavra. Smicha is about a qualified man. He's a samach. He's a gavra, irrespective of Hilchus Bezdin. Rav Soloveitchik proved that lefi shitas haRambam, it's clear from different psukim that the Rambam makes that smicha is a halacha in the individual, and not necessarily halacha in the bezdin. How did he prove it? He proved it from one halacha that the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Mamrim, to be a zakin mamre, to be someone who's chayiv misa for arguing with the bezdin agodol, you can't just be any Joe Shmo. You have to be someone who's specifically qualified. The Gemara doesn't say what the qualifications are. The Gemara says you have to be something. So the Rashi explains it means you have to be over the age of 40. The Rambam says, no, that the specific type of individual that is a zakin, that actually his words actually have meaning, and therefore for this type of individual to argue with the bezdin, that's going to be problematic, is a specifically an individual that has smicha. So you already see, outside of the context of bezdin, the Rambam's telling me there's a halacha of smicha. Such an individual, with such a PhD, with such a degree, he's nitan for the Isser and for the Avera of Zakin Mamre that the Torah talks about in Parsha Shoft. Says the Rambam, when he's listing the halachos of smicha of our perek, what is a person who's roi to be samach? So the Rambam tells us he has to be roi and smicha in all areas, or at least fit in all areas. One of the halachos the Rambam tells us that you need smicha in is to paskin a kesem. To paskin iser veheter, to paskin something which you would say, that's your idea. That's what a rav paskins. You don't need a bezdin to paskin such a shaila in iser veheter. And yet the Rambam says, that's included in smicha, says the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin. What is the Rambam talking about? Elamai, the Rambam understood, says the Rav, that smicha is nothing to do with bezdin. Smicha is halacha, like similar, we have a smicha as a Rav. Smicha is a done person who has a certain resume, certain stature, and that's what the smicha is. If that's the case, so then we argued, that's going to be the mafteach to explain the whole sugya. The Rashba says, yes, it's true. To be a bezdin, and to have dayanim, you need three dayanim to be magayir and forgerus. But that doesn't necessarily mean you need this other halacha, which applies to the individual, which applies to his stature, which is smicha. If that's the case, that's why you can have certain areas that the bezdin can exist with a shame bezdin, even without smicha. Why is it we left off with akasha? Why is it that we don't need when it comes to Geirus, that the Dayanim on the Bezdin actually carry this stature. So Lechora, one could argue very simply. The Gemara in Yevamos, I think we quoted this a few months ago in Shalash Shuddish here. The Gemara in Yevamos has a following case. The Gemara says that they used to, in a community, the Gemara is on Memheim and Vez. The Gemara says they used to call this individual Hahu Arama. They used to call him a goy. So the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim there got very upset, and he says, "What are you talking about? This guy's not a goy." The Gemara says, "Milo tavla l'nidusa." Didn't his, or Milo tavla l'keriusa. The Gemara says, when it was talking about a girl, didn't she go to the mikvah to take care of her menstrual period? Didn't he go to the mikvah to take care of his keri, that he has to take care of the tumah that he had? So it sounds like the Gemara is saying, since he went to the mikvah for this purpose, so therefore we know that this guy is a full-fledged Jew, and you should stop calling him a goy. So Tosos right there on the spot asks, well, I don't understand. You're telling me because he jumped in the mikvah for another reason, or a woman jumped in the mikvah for another reason, that automatically makes him to be Jewish? Wow, that ends any controversies. It's so easy to be a ger. Just find the closest mikvah, you're a ger. Baruch Hashem, sign up. Tell the chief rabbi of Israel. You know, says Tosos, where's the Bezdin? What happened over here? So Tosos gives a few different answers. So Tosos starts to chip away a very fundamental sugya for what's ma'akiv and geirus. What do you need a bezdin for? So Tosos gives the different possibilities. Maybe you only need for the stage of Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Maybe you don't need for the tefillah. Tosos gives different terutzim and yavamas memhemebes. But I want to focus on the bottom answer of Tosos. Tosos says, you want to know the answer is? If this person is being noyeg like a Jew, it's yadua l'chol ha'olam that this person is Jewish. It's yadua to the dayanim as well. Azoy zok Tosos. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein in his tshuvas, talking about the following issue. Quotes this Tosos la'alacha. You have a case of a geirus. There was one dayan that was in the mikvah room. Two dayanim were standing outside the room and they missed watching the head under the water. Rav Moshe has a tzad based on his Tosos that it's absolutely okay because it was yadua to those dayanim, just like the Rav said kosher, it was yadua to them that the Bezdin was kosher. Okay, whether or not we paskin like that, halacha l'maisa, azoy zok Rav Moshe in tshuva. Raboisai, it's a pillah. I don't understand. How is this possible? How could even one suggest that? L'chora, one could argue that the nature of the dayanim when it comes to Hilchos Geirus is not the classic dayanim in Hilchos Psak. The nature of dayanim in Hilchos Geirus is to act similar to the two Edim that are watching passively under the chuppah to be Edim l'kayim es adover. They want to make sure that everything's going behechsher. So too, when it comes to a geirus, there's no masa umatan, there's no argument, there's no psa, there's no halacha, there's no din, there's no drishas and chakiris, there's no kabbalah sa'idus, there's no nothing. There are bezdin that are standing there passively. The bezdin there are standing b'sheva alta, so they're not getting involved. They're not paskening, they're not doing anything. They're not tuifing anything. They're not creating a new... They're a t'nai. The halacha is that this tefillah doesn't have a shame tefillah's geirus if it's not b'fnei bezdin. So what creates it? Three dayanim that know about it create the b'fnei bezdin. Ad kidei kach that there's a Tosfos in Yevamos that wants to argue that even if they didn't see everything, but they just know about it. And Rav Moshe quotes in l'halacha, they're bezdin, l'kayim es hadover. They're not creating it, it's not a classic psak. Oh, maybe if one argues like that, in Hilchos Geirus, where it's just what I would call a Maisa Bezdin, but not a Psak Din. They're just being there to make sure that it has a Shame Bezdin. Can you check off on the halacha? Was there a Bezdin there? Yes, there was a Bezdin there. It was a front of a Bezdin. But Bezdin don't have to get involved. Bezdin don't have to... Oh, maybe that's the halacha Zok the Rashbin Yevamos. Gimel Dayanim? Yeah, we need a Bezdin. But do we need Mumchen? Do we need Smicha? No one's paskining any shilas over here. No one's getting into any arguments. No one's giving a Torah's psak over here to this ger. The halacha is the tefillah has to be b'fnei bezdin. Was it b'fnei bezdin? Yes. You'll ask me, how is this ger mina Torah? How does he exist? We don't have mumchin b'zman hazeh. Zok the Rashba, mumchin? Who needs mumchin? You're not paskining anything. This Rashba makes beautiful sense if what? If the halacha of smicha is not a halacha linked to bezdin, but rather halacha linked to what? Yep. Linked to the galva. So only those areas that you're going to paskin, that you're going to fight, that you're going to be machriya, that you're going to create, oh, I have to say a chiddush over here, I have to paskin, that's when you're going to need a mumche. But if you just need a maise bezdin, then you're not going to need a mumche. Yeah, Eitan.
We have other cases in halacha where we have maise bezdin where it's more of an edus as opposed to, you know, more of a discussion of paskin halacha.
You might. You might have in chalitza, when you need when you gimel dayanim there, you might have in Egla Rufi, you might have other areas that they're not going back and forth and they're just standing there. Yeah.
But you said it's like the edim under the chuppah.
It's similar. I'm using it l'kayim esadol.
Edim under the chuppah, they don't have to have any knowledge. As long as they see the mikra nasa. But edim, for ger, they have to know.
But bezdin, for ger.
At least for
they have to know what?
At least they have to know.
They have to see it. They have to see it. They have to see it.
They have to know the halacha. Under the chuppah, they don't have to know nothing.
Not sure. I like to say that because I'm now a diver. I don't know how much I have to be qualified to. If a third guy is there, technically, if I was running around, I mean, I'm not talking policy right now. Obviously, policy-wise, in the RCBC, we won't allow anyone. But technically, halacha lemaisa, if I wanted to get anyone to just join on a bezdin who is a bar mitzvah to.
So Kiddush HaChodesh is...
That's all because we're assuming like this that you don't need to be a mukhi. Yeah.
So Kiddush HaChodesh is the paradigmatic example, b'zman hazeh, that you really need a bezdin. You don't have the bezdin for Kiddush HaChodesh, so you have to do the Mekadesh al-pi luach.
Okay.
You need Chakira.
Okay. So now, what do we have over here? Now we have the Rambam that tells us what? B'tzedek tishpur amisech. It's true. The Gemara came and told us, Rav Acha, that one dayan is sufficient. B'tzedek tishpor amisecha. But the Rambam still could hold of shlichusayu. What do you mean? The Ramach asked on the Rambam, I don't understand, you threw Bezdin out the window. You said you could only have one dayan. What do you still need dayan and mumchim for? Comes along the Or Sameach, and the Or Sameach says, whoa, who says that the one dayan that the Rambam says works doesn't have to be a mumche? The world of the Rambam, smicha exists where? Outside of Bezdin. Even once Bezdin goes out the window, I still need to be mina Torah, a b'tzedek tishpor one guy, but I still need smicha mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, I still need to be a mumche, so the Rambam might hold, yes, b'tzedek tishpor amisecha one dayon, but what? The Rambam will hold what? That one dayon still has to be a mumche. What did the Ramach hold? The Ramach asked on the Rambam. I don't understand. You yourself said, smicho, if the Bezdin went out the window. The Ramach clearly, fundamentally argued, like Tosis Kasha, that whenever you have a halacha of Mishpat, whenever you have a halacha of Bezdin, then you must have, in tandem with that, you must have smicha. Smicha is halacha in conjunction to Bezdin. Wherever you have a Bezdin, you have smuchim. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. If you want to have a Bezdin, if you get rid of the Bezdin, ask the Ramach, what do you need smuchim for? The Ramach could never envision such a split. The Ramach could never see what the Rashba concluded and what we're suggesting the Rambam is concluding, that what? You could have halacha that one dayan could paskin in Hilchos Dinei Mamonos. I could have the same dayan that paskins alone for my Isser Veheter, my Hilchos Nida Shaila. That could be the same dayan alone that's going to paskin Dinei Mamonos. That's the Chiddush of Rav Acha. Yet, that dayan needs to be a mumcha. And that's where the Rambam has to say, oh, we need shlichusayu b'zman hazeh. We still need shlichusayu. Yet the Rambam will hold, even in Dinei Mamonos, Shnayim Shedonu Ein Dinei Hamdin. What does that mean? How does that make sense? So if you look in the Rambam in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Ches, even the Rambam holds that although Rav Acha introduced to us that there's a new avenue of Psak in Dinei Mamonos, that I can go to one Dayan And that dayan must be a mumche, because it's a din in the gavra, it's a din outside of Bezdin. So he's got to be a gavra that's qualified, yet it's going to fall short in some areas, even in dinei mamonis. What do you mean? The Rambam in Perek Hey Alach Yud Ches tells us that if a person wants to be obligated for his hoda'ah, or for his kfira, constantly in Bava Metzia, you have a person who's mode in front of Bezdin that has a certain tokef. It has a certain ramifications. A person's kofer in Bezdin, he's a gazlan. He was kofer. So the halacha is there's a difference between doing that in Bezdin and doing that what? Outside on the street. Says the Rambam, you're only chayav for a hodah if what? There were three dayanim there. So you see, even though the Rambam introduced us, Rav Acha tells us on Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that what Betzedek Tishmar Amisecha means, you have the halacha of paskening through one rav, not only by the pot, not only in Ilchos Nida, but even in the world of Dinei Mamonos, I can have a psak from one dayan on his own. But it's going to be limited, and it's not going to be considered what? A bezdin. And for those area of halacha that you need mamish a bezdin, dahainu, I need something to bump up the fear and to make it that my admissions actually is in front of and in the presence of a bezdin, and my kfira, my denial, was actually in front of a bezdin, then says the Rambam, Rav Acha's not going to help you. You're still going to have your cake and eat it too. You're still going to need three dayanim to be in presence of that, and that's where Rav Acha's going to fall short. So the Rambam could paskin b'tzedek tishbar amisecha, that dinei mamonos, the psak words in one, yet shnayim shedanu ein dineihem din, when I need a bezdin, when I need something that's a presence, when I need something that's actually considered a bezdin. But what we just introduced, based on Shitas HaRambam, is that there's a difference lahalacha going the avenue of one dayan, and therefore we suggest in the Rambam, smicha, that one dayan might even have to be a samach, not like the Ramach, because smicha is halach in the gavra. Smicha is not halach in the bezdin. And therefore, it's going to come out la'alacha that what? That Rav Acha, the Rambam is going to have a totally new read in the Gemara. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika omer midoraisa chadna mikosher, whereas most Rishonim will probably conclude, oh, look at Rav Acha, look at this kulan daf gimel amud aleph, that what? Chad dayan is good. The Ramach will say, if you're in the world of Rav Acha, so then any Joe Shmo works, anyone's halacha, we just got rid of the halacha of Bezdin. Comes along the Rambam and says the Or Sameach, comes along the Rambam and says, no. We might have got rid of Bezdin, but what didn't we get rid of? We never got rid of Smicha. So therefore says the Rambam, that this Chad Nami Kosher is still a Chad Nami Kosher that what? Is a mumcha and a smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. But if so, the whole shock of the tire makes no sense. That's why Eitan's looking at me like the whole Gemara makes no sense. Yeah, Eitan.
No, I was going to say, what do you need through anyway? Dinei mamonos, on the chance that it's going to be shakal or something like that? I mean, if you have two guys and it's mamonos.
You're asking on Shmuel. Yeah, how does Shmuel? Shmuel holds it, bezdin shakal is not a problem. That's what we're going to learn on Gimel Mabes. Yeah, Shmuel says bezdin shakal. If it works, it works. If not, it's not. In Echnami, everything's got to be unanimous then. You're right. The Gemara is not convinced on Gimel Amud Beis that having a Bezdin Shakal is necessarily a problem according to everyone. We're going to have to learn that in Mitzvah Shem probably next Chabura, but whether or not you having an even Bezdin, an even Psak, is not necessarily going to be a problem, and you'd have to take care of the practicalities. But Rabbeisai, the Gemara makes no sense according to what we're saying. Let's read the Gemara. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika Omer midoraisa chad nami kosher shneemar b'tzedek teshpan amisech elam yishum yoshvei kronos. What's elam yishum yoshvei kronos? Bump to three. But the Rambam just told us that what? That one is good. One is good what? One is good, but one good meaning what? Not anyone. You need a mumcha. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Elim Yishum Yoshe Kronos. So therefore, we had a problem. Atu betlasa milo have a Yoshe Kronos. And then when you bump to three, so then you're not going to have Yoshe Kronos. Yefshad lesbu chad degar. Whoa. What is that? I don't understand. According to the Rambam, even Rav Acha, who introduced to us this new reality in Sanhedrin, that one dayan is sufficient. Rav Acha never thought for a second that one dayan doesn't have to be a mumcha. The whole Gemara doesn't read straight according to the Rambam. It sounds like in the Rambam that what? B'tzedek tishpor, it sounds like in the Gemara, I'm sorry, that what? B'tzedek tishpor d'amisecha means like the Ramach. One dayan and anyone, really. And the Gemara says, so why do you need three? Because we want to make sure that it's a learned one. But no one is suggesting that you need a mumcha ish mi pi ish mi moish rabbeinu. Yet the Rambam is suggesting that B'tzedek tishpon amisecha means that one guy was qualified. So what's going on? The Gemara's whole assumption. The Gemara's saying, and therefore we require three because we want to make sure that one guy, he's a learned guy. The Rashi says, Chad de Gomer, Sheshama mi chachamim mi mideanem, the first of the wide lines, Hilchos din Molve, he's been around Talmidei Chachamim, he knows the basics about Dinei Halva, so therefore he's a learned individual. Nothing about Smicha, nothing about something connecting in the chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet the Rambam said that the Gemara never got rid of Smicha. How do you read the Gemara? So this is a question that the Or Sameach asks on the Gemara. And Rabbi Yisai, this is challenging our whole Yisod, because we want to suggest, according to the Rambam, to explain everything and to explain Hilchos Geiris Lamaisa, that Smicha has nothing to do with Bezdin. Bezdin and Smicha are two entirely separate in Yonim, and that's why we can have a Yid Min HaTorah B'Zman HaZeh, according to the Rambam and the Rashba, because we don't need Smicha for Geiris. Look at the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach is Mechadish. He says you have to look clearly at all the Rishonim on the Daf in Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Aleph. He found the Rabbeinu Chananel. That the Rabbeinu Chananel had an entirely new way to read the Gemara on Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines up. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ikra Amar b'Dorais Afilu Chad Kosher Shenemar B'Tzedek Tishpor Amisecha. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? Umishum Shochnei Medinos She'ein Bohem Mumchin Hiskinu Gimel Amar Iefsher D'Lesbu Hu Chad D'Gomer. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, you misunderstood what Yoshvei Kronos meant. We understood that Yoshvei Kronos meant like this. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ikra said, you could have one dayan. Once we're going to allow one dayan, so you know what's going to happen? We understood the Gemara. Any Joe Shmo is going to be done. You're not even going to have a guy who knows the basics. You're not even going to have a Chad de Gomer. You're not even going to have a guy who knows even what his Rabbanim said about the Inyani Halva. So we'll bump it up to three. Yefshir de Lesbu Chad de Gomer. So that once you have the ratio of three, probability, right? You'll figure it out that what? In one of those three is going to be a learned individual. But we asked, according to the Rambam, that one guy is already qualified. He's a smicha guy. But what's going on in the Gemara? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, you understood Yoshvei Kronos from the Hadron. The Yoshvei Kronos. You understood Yoshvei Kronos to be the guys in Washington Heights that are sitting on the end of the street. That's what Yoshvei Kronos is. That's the way most Rishonim understood Yoshvei Kronos. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Yoshvei Kronos are Yoshvei Ktzavos Ha'aretz. What does that mean? That means geographically. That means people that are not in Eretz Yisrael. That means people that are in the corners, that are in other areas. People that are in situations where they're not, might not be smicha individuals, ishmi pi ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu. Im kein, what's the halacha? So in those areas, in Babylonia, in those areas, in Syria, in those areas that are tzavos ha'aretz, not Yoshvei Kronos, lemelos, people that don't have anything to do, that just do alternate side day and night. No! We're talking about Yoshvei tzavos ha'aretz. We're talking about people that are sitting outside Eretz Yisrael that don't have any mumchin. What's going to be with them? They don't even have B'tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha. They don't even have the Chad Mumcha. They don't even have Rav Acha. Oh, and that we were metaken. Gimel had, we were up top of three Dayanim. Why three Dayanim? Because then Lefachos will have Chad de Gomer. Oh, so if that's the case, Zachter Ben Chanano, we even have a way to read the Gemara, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam understood B'tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha means you need a Samoch. You need a guy who has a PhD. You need a guy just because you got rid of Bezdin doesn't mean you got rid of Smicha. You need Smicha Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Aye, but the Gemara went on to say that once I have three, it's impossible that I'm not going to have one learned individual. What happened to the criteria of needing Chad Yisamech? Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, that was for the other areas. And once we were metakin like that in the other areas, so then we started being makel in Eretz Yisrael as well. But never did we suggest that when Rav Acha started talking b'tzedek tishvat amisecha, that what? That we're now going to lower the criteria and say that the chad de gomer, just because you got rid of the chiyuv to have a bezdin and you introduce a new avenue to paskin shailas dine mominus, similar to paskining shailas in yoredeya and iser v'heter, does not necessarily mean that you got rid of the halacha of mumche. Maybe it still has to be a qualified individual because smicha is a din in the gavra, smicha is a halacha that exists even in yoredeya, smicha is a halacha that exists even in zakin mamre outside of the world of bezdin, and the gemara still makes sense. Even according to Shitas HaRambam, who L'chaira learned, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, in his limud of the Gemara, and has a different pshat in Yoshvei Kronos. Yoshvei Kronos don't mean people that sit at the corners of the street and open up the fire hydrants. Yoshvei Kronos are people that sit outside of Eretz Yisrael and don't have as many mumchen as they do in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara goes on, yeah.
Why would the Gemara use, according to Rabbi Chananel, use a term, Yoshvei Kronos, that is universal to every other meaning of Yoshvei Kronos, number one. Number two, the Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't mention Mumchen. You're reading this into an understanding for the Rambam.
No, he does.
He says,
no.
He doesn't mention Yoshvei Kronos either. He says,
Shofei Medino. He says, She'ein Bohem Mumchen.
That's how he's learning.
Yeah, yeah. Klar learned that the Rav Acha was with Mumchen, and therefore we had to make a special takana for those people that don't qualify even according to Rav Acha.
Right.
So the rest is still not good. You still have the puzzle.
Right, right. You needed, that was introduced in the new takana. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So you're saying
that was what developed in this Gemara.
So you say Geiris Manazeh would not be the rest.
No. Geiris, we suggest. According to Rabbeinu Chananel?
Yeah, I'm saying using this understanding, if you're acknowledging that in a scenario where you don't have any mumchen, you have a special takana that you could just have three, and by having three, a chance...
No. Because maybe... No, because what we're suggesting is in Dine Mominus, Rav Acha introduced to us that you can have a psak. You don't need a bezdin. You can even have a paisik. Oh, but that paisik, you better make sure is qualified as a mumche.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, yeah, but... But what happens in areas where you don't have that mumchin? Okay, so then you go back to Bezdin. Then you have to go. Then you. So therefore, Lemaisa, I will not have the two-track option. But for Geirus, I go back to the original Shtikl Torah. I don't need, because I'm not paskening anything. I'm just a Geirus Shalmaisa Bezdin. I can have Gimel Dayanim without mumchin. Because Bezdin is not linked to Smicha.
According to the other Rishas, according to the Rambam, yes, Geshayla, Basukhal, yes, Geshayla, in. It's a psak, it's a real hurrah, because right. The smicha there is really, it really carries over.
If you have a sum, yeah.
Right. According to the other Rishonim, is it just guidance then? If I'm asking a rav shaila, is it just, you know, this is what you should be doing, what weight does it carry? It's not as much a...
Right.
What is it?
L'chayra, it's still, I mean, we still have proofs throughout Chas that there is a din, there is a chalos called a psak. There's a din called a psak in...
It's not the tier of
But maybe it doesn't have to. Maybe that doesn't have to. According to the other Rishonim, it didn't have to be noveya from smicha. Meaning, a rav is a. It's an interesting shaila. Meaning, what you're asking, according to the Rambam, makes sense why that should have a din psak on it.
Even now, it means something.
Nowadays, our psak is a little bit different, because when you ask a rav a shaila right now, he's kind of telling you, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is what he's not paskening on your chicken. He's not. It's a little bit different, but in the area of halacha where a person would paskin a certain area, or let's say a kesem or something like that, so then l'chor you're right. In svara, it makes more sense according to the Rambam why a rav that should have that tokef through the electricity of smicha. But you're saying according to the other rishonim that smicha is only a din of bezdin, and you don't have that. Why that tokef should be is a good arf. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "My ika bein Rava l'Rav Acha b'Rid Rav Ika, ika bein Ayu d'Amar Shmuel." So Rava holds that really you need three, and it's a special kula dispensation to allow commerce, traffic, hodos v'alvos. So, but when it comes to two, shnayim shadanu ain't the name din. But Rav Achu says one is good, so that will be shnayim shadanu dinehem din. So. The Gemara set up within the world of Rav Acha that what? I need three in order, because efshir the less buhu chad the gomer. I make sure to have three dayanim. So Rav Acha is going to agree practically you should gather three dayanim to paskin. Why? Says the Gemara, so that you make sure yefshir dules buuchad the gomer. So there was a takana that you need three. So what's the status of the other three? So if you look at the tour in Siman Gimel, quoting this Gemara la'alacha, the tour quotes a machlokes rishonim. And you don't think this when you read the Gemara. Kosav haramah. The Ramosha Alevi, Dafka Digmiri Dine, Afagab Losviri, the Yirmi Dvarov, the Boi Shloshtam Gmiri. It's not sufficient to have practically, once they were attacking, that you need three Dayanim there. Practically says the Ramah that you need really three Dayanim to be qualified. Avaladoni Ovia Roshzal Kosov. Bishlosha efshir the less buhuchad the gomer. No, it's enough to have three. Two of them could be anyone at all. Why? In order that what? One of them will be qualified. So what is the nekudas hamachlokes? You read the Torah. This is the Torah just quoting our Gemara. So what is the nekudas hamachlokes between the Rush and the Ramah? These three dayanim halacha lemaisa that I say in Dinei Mamonos, I need three dayanim. Do these three dayanim have to be all learned individual? Or do I say, no, they could be any individual in order to make sure that what? One is good. So l'chora says the Bach, that what? The machlokes with the Ramah and the Rosh is just who to paskin. That what? That if you hold like Rava, that really may kara what midoraisa, everything's parallel, and I really needed originally gimel mumchin even for what loans hodals valvals. So therefore, what we knocked it down and we said you don't need mumchin anymore because we can't live in an area that what we're going to have loans and you're going to need dayanim mumchin. But what? But at the end of the day, Rava said you need three dayanim. So therefore, all those three dayanim should be equally qualified. But if you hold like Rav Acha. So Rav Acha says, what, really, Chad Dayan is good. So Chad Dayan is good, so therefore what? So therefore get any three. And one of those three will be a learned individual. Obviously, we're all assuming that that one guy, not like the Rambam, does not have to be a mumcha, because then that would be problematic, like we just pointed out. And the Rambam had a whole other way to read the Gemara. But that's the way...
Rav Acha says that in the Gemara, we know that.
Right, the Rav Acha says that in the Gemara, so says the Bach. The Rush is passing like Rav Acha, and the Ramah is passing like Rav. The problem is, says the Bach, if that's the Pshat in the Gemara over here, so then I had a very simple answer to the Gemara's question of my Ika bein Rava l'Rav Acha. The Gemara Fretakasha, what's the difference between Rava and Rav Acha? Says the Bach, open up a tour. Look at who you need for the other Dayanim. That's the Nafkamina. Do you need three learned individuals or do you need just, no, anyone? That's the nafkamina, and the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara had to jump to Shmuel, Shnayim Shadanu, and Dinayandin. So the Bach is bothered, what's going on over here? Why didn't the Gemara say that that's the nafkamina? That seems to be challenging with my setup, that what? The machlokas in the tour between the Ramah and the Rosh is just the old machlokas in the Gemara of Rava and Ravacha, what the sor, what the din is for Dinei Mamonos. The Ketos HaChoshen, in Simen Lamed Vav, has a fascinating psak lahalacha from our Gemara. A fundamental issue throughout Dinei Mamonos coming out of the words of our Gemara on Daf Gimel Melech. He quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, that the Mishnah Lamelech has the following question. There is a halacha in Meseches Makos that what? If Edim give Edus, but there are not only two Edim, there are many people that were, you know, we said anyone who knows any testimony about this story should come forth to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, and we need to hear Edus, and it's on Yeshiva World and Matzah that everyone comes, and 10 individuals come and show up and give Edus. We're all part of it. We all deserve the reward, right? I don't know, obviously now no reward because we don't. But turns out one of the Edim were a karav to the individual. One of the Edim was a Mechal Shabbos, was a pasuk.
Says the Gemara in Makis on Daf Hayam Beis, a whole cat is thrown out. The whole group. Even though what? I should have said logically, Dalmei Hocha. Remove the other guys. I only need what? Two Eidim. The halacha is they came together, the whole cat is thrown out. They're all puzzle. Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. Hakol Batal. It's all good. Frek the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah only tells me the halacha when it comes to what? When it comes to Kabbalah Sa'edus. When it comes to group of Eidim, that one of them becomes puzzle. What's the halacha, asked the Mishnah Melech, when it comes to Dayanim? What happens if it turns out one of the Dayanim is possible? Lamosha, the Gemara talks as follows. You need three Dayanim for a Chalitza. The Gemara discusses in Yevamos and Afkuf Aleph and Mebeis, the Gemara discusses what happens if Kedei Lefarsim Milsa, in order to publicize it, I added on a few more Dayanim. And it turns out that one of the five Dayanim was what? Possible. So what's the halacha? Comes along the Ritva. The Mishnah Melech doesn't quote the Ritva. I put it on the Maror Makomos. There's a running machlokas Rishonim. Comes along the Mishnah Melech. He says he wasn't sure. What's the halacha? Do you say that all the Dayanim become possible? Just like you say by Eidim. Comes along the Ritva and he says that in the case of Chalitza, in Maseches Yevamos, in the 12th Parak Mitzvahs Chalitza, and Dafkuf Alpha Mabez. He paskins this halacha. Rashi later on, I think, on Dafkuf Dalet, I put on the Maror Makomos, I think, argues with this. Says the Ktsos Achoshen, without quoting any of these Rishonim, the Ritva and Rashi and Yevamos, says the Ktsos Achoshen, I'll give you a Raya Brura, a proof that's a knockout proof, a grand slam, that this halacha of what the Mishnah Lamelech wanted to suggest, that applies not only to Eidus, but also applies to Dayanus, it's Sheker Gomer, says the Ktsos, and there is no such halacha that applies to Dayanus. What's the proof? Says the Ktsos, just open up a Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that we need a Chad de Gomer, according to Rav Acha. We need a qualified individual, a guy who knows something about Dinei Mamonos from his rabbis. Yet what? So we're going to add two more individuals in order to make sure that what? That what? That there's going to be probability, right? That there's going to be a Chad de Gomer there. Says the Ktsos, I don't understand. You're adding disqualified individuals. You're adding to the Bezdin people that are puzzle. It should be a puzzle of Dintaira. Nimtzeach memkar of puzzle. Says the Ktsos, end of story. Rabbi Mishnah Lamelech, fly a kite. There is no halacha of Nimtzeach memkar of puzzle. By Dayanim, there is a Raya Brura from a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel. Because the Gemara says, in order to make sure that I'll vachad the gomer, I'll add on Joe Schmoes onto the Bezdin, and therefore I'll make sure that I'm going to have the chad the gomer. Ask the Ktsos, that should be a problem. You added on, very nice, you volunteered more, you caused problems. Because now you have someone that added on the Bezdin, you went the extra mile, but what? But those people are not qualified, they should be a problem of nimtze echem yem karvo puzzle by Dayanim, zet mun fundaz up the Ktsos. You see from here, that this halacha is limited to Hilchos Eidus, and obviously was never a concern when it came to Dayanim.
Not adding puzzle
with Dayanim here. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So there are really two ways to answer this question. What Yossi is suggesting is the way of the stipler. The stipler in Sefer Kilas Yaakov quotes, he explains this with the Yisob. Ravosai. I hired for my chasana a photography company, and I decided that I wanted to deal with goyim, with the photography company. I wanted to deal with total goyim. And the guy got up close, very up close under the chuppah, and the cameraman was sitting right there next to Rabbi Willig, under the chuppah, as my two edim were sitting there testifying and making sure that I got married properly. Yet, now someone wants to come over to me and say, Rabbi, I think you might not be married. Why might I not be married? Because nimtze echad miyem karav apostle. You didn't only have Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Sulovsky as edim at your wedding. Who else did you have? You had Edward, who was the photographer, who was standing buddy-buddy with Rabbi Willig right there, you know, shoulder to shoulder. There were three edim there. I saw there. Maybe he didn't call them up, but okay, he was an aide there just as much as every other aide is there. It's not a good kasha. A goy is a puzzle aid. A goy, and my mother was there,
and my grandmother was there, and my sister was there, and there were little kids there. And what do you? It's not only the Edward. There's a lot of people that mess up the Edus over here. Why are we married? Zok the Nesivis in Simon Lamed Vav a Gevaldik Yisod, which is what Yossi's saying. There's a difference la halacha between a karov and a posel and someone who doesn't have a shame aid to begin with. Meaning, Edward is a goy. He's not a posel aid. He never got the ball rolling. He never qualified to begin with in Hilchos Edus. In Isha, Katan never had what it takes to be a good aid. You can start talking if someone else was under the chuppah, that was Pasol Edus. Or was a kosher aid? It was a kosher. Zokta Nesivis, a nimtzeach miyam karvo pasol. But you talk about an Isha, an Eved, a Goy. Those people are people that never have a shame aid to begin with. You don't have to even discuss the issue of nimtzeach miyam karvo pasol. If that Nesivis is right in Hilchos Edus, so we can carry over exactly what Yossi is suggesting in Hilchos Dayanus as well. These guys are Apostle Dayanim? They're not Apostle Dayanim. They're just not as Gmiri as the third guy. But they're not a Nimtzeach Mem Karv Apostle. Just like the Nesivis was saying in the opposite direction, you can argue the opposite over here. They're technically qualified. They're not Psulim. They're not Mechalei Shabbos. They're not people that would, so therefore, maybe they wouldn't have Halacha of Nimtzeach Mem Karv Apostle. If that's the case, we could go back to our Machloikis, the Ramah, and the Rush. Maybe that was exactly the Nakuda. Maybe the Ramah and the Rush were not arguing how to paskin, whether or not to paskin in Rava or to paskin Rav Acha. Maybe the Ramah and the Rush were actually arguing this svara of how to answer the Ktosis Kasha against the Mishnah Melech. Maybe the Ramah was so convinced that Nimtzeach Mem Karv Apostle even exists by non-qualified individual like the Ktos assumed, and therefore he said, you're right. But now, technically, if we're adding on more individuals to the Beis Din, they better be at least what we need for qualifications. So Gimel have to be Gmiri. Because otherwise what? Nimtzeach Mem Karv Apostle might apply to Dayanus as well. And what does the Rush hold? The Rush holds that no, they're not Psulim. They're not people that are Apostle. So therefore, he said that it's sufficient. You can add guys that are not yet totally qualified, because they're not a Haloshem Psul that's now going to ruin the group, that's now going to ruin the other guys because they don't carry on themselves a Shem Psul, they're just not as qualified. So it could be, suggestion number one, might be that the Machlokis, the Raman, the Rosh, is all within Rav Acha, is all within the last day of the Gemara. Just, do you hold that there's an issue of Nimtzeach Miyam Karv Apostle Badayanim, like the Ktos wanted to prove as a Dover Pashut over here? Maybe that's exactly what drove the Ramah to hike up the stakes. That yes, it's true, I wanted one guy to be qualified, but if I'm going to practically add more individuals to my Beis Din, I'm going to run potentially into a problem of what? Of Nimtzeach Miyam Karv Apostle, I better make sure that all three are actually qualified, because maybe I do hold like the Mishnah Melech, maybe I do hold like the Ritva, that Nimtzeach Miyam Karv Apostle is not only by Edus, is also by Dayanus. But one could argue another way. One could argue a more fundamental way. Zok the Chidusher of Meir Simcha, we quoted before, the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach wrote a sefer on the Rambam. That was what we quoted in terms of the Rambam holding Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam holding that the Tzedek Tishpo, the one Dayan, is a Mumcha. But there's another sefer that Rabbi Meir Simcha wrote called Chidushi Rabbi Meir Simcha al Ashas. Chidushi Rabbi Meir Simcha is Chidushim that he wrote on the Dapei Gemara. So the Chidushi Rabbi Meir Simcha writes something to answer this Raya Brura of the Ktsos against the Mishlamach. Again, the Ktsos wanted to bring a proof from our Gemara. It's Beferish. There are non-qualified individuals that are going to be sitting on this Beis Din, and the Gemara suggests that that would be okay. Why? You're going to have one that's Chad de Gomer. If you're going to have one that's Chad de Gomer, yeah, but by doing that, you're adding disqualified individual. So Yossi said that they're not called disqualified individual. They're not psulim. Just like the Nesivis wanted to argue that in the opposite direction, they're not psulim that's now going to create the psul, the disease, to now spread to the rest of the group. That what? That now there's a disease there. You have to be mamish a disease. Who's a disease? A guy who was kosher, an aid kosher, that became a machal Shabbos. A person who's a karav. An isha, an akum, a goy, they never even had the shame in the beginning. Also over here, they're not a psul. They're just not qualified. They're not learned individuals. So that was suggestion number one.
So there's number two, says the Or Sameach. No, no, you missed the boat. Says the Chedush Rameir Simcha, the halach of nimtze echemim karvo posel. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, when you have halacha about edus, a group of edim walk in and testify, so then even if you have more, is one of them is posel, they're all thrown out in the garbage, right? Says the Or Sameach, that's limited to halacha with what? When I need a group, when I need a kat, when I need a tziruf, when I need something that's connecting these individuals. They had to have seen it together. Now we're going to have to even link their words. Toch kedei dibor, when they come to Bezdin, there is a group over here. That group could be two. That's the lowest level. And that group could be larger, but at the end of the day, it's a group. There's a tziruf, there's a mitzaref, there's a joining entity called a kat of edus. In Bezdin, there's a joining entity. In general. Three dayan. But says Rav Meir Simcha, Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ika was the one who introduced in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that what? B'tzedek tishpor am Yisecha. It's really sufficient to have what? One. Tishpot. And why do I need three? I need three just to make sure that one tishpot is going to be a qualified tishpot. It's going to be a chad de gomer. If so, says Rav Meir Simcha, so now you add more people on. Is there going to be an issue of nimtzeach and meam karav apostle that one of the individuals are problematic? That's only in a situation where what? I need a group. What did Rav Acha Bereid Rav Eka develop for me in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? I don't need a group over here. There's a technicality over here. That what? I need to have a probability ratio that I'm going to have one individual that's going to be kosher. But at the end of the day, are they linked? Are they related to one another? Do they join in any way? Zakhtar Meir Simcha, no. So therefore, Meir Simcha argues back to the Ktzos. There's no proof from this Gemara. This isn't a classic Bezdin. This is a Bezdin that's existing in the world of who? In the world of Betzedek Tishbot. Amisecha. That means there's no connecting, there's no rope that's connecting all these individuals, and that's why the Gemara was never bothered by the issue of Nimtzeach Mem Karav Apostle, and even if they're not qualified, they can sit on the Bezdin. You want to ask, the Mishnah Melech's world, you have a halacha that needs 23 dayanim, you have a halacha that needs 3 dayanim, you have a halacha that what? That needs a kat, a group? Then, says the Mishnah Melech, I'm not sure. I don't see a raya from the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Melech knew about this Gemara. Mishnah Melech said, yeah, this Gemara was what? Rav Acha. I want to know in areas outside of Rav Acha. I want to know in areas where you need 23 dayanim. In areas where it's not an option to have one dayan. I don't want to know in areas where you need 3 dayanim. You have a whole Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. Go through. You have a lot of fun. You'll find a lot of cases. On that, the Mishnah Melech wanted to know, is that a din dafka by Eidus? Or is it a din even in the world of dayanus? Rabosai, it could be, lefi this suggestion of the Chidusha of Meir Simcha, and with this we'll close, according to this suggestion of Meir Simcha, that it's totally on what? The Nimtzeach Mem Karav Apostle, the Mishnah Melech, doesn't have a raya against him from this Gemara. Because why? Nimtzeach Mem Karav Apostle only applies to Halacha, that there's a joining group. Oh, maybe the Machloikis between the Ramah and the Rosh is what was the nature of the takana to make sure that one of the guys would be learned. Did the rabbis just say, like the Meir Simcha's arguing, oh, let's play a probability game. Let's add on a bunch of people, and we're going to play our, you know, probably what, you know, we'll be okay if we go to the what's it called? What do you do for a living again? If we go to the, I'm blanking. Actuary, right, probability. So you go to the and he says, every three guys, you'll probably have one guy that's learning. Very good. But what do I need, La Halacha, Zok the Rosh? I need one. Zok the Raman, no! Once I was metaken a Bezdin to need, now I said, I need a Tziruf. I need a joining unit. It's true, originally, La Halacha, I needed one, but now we were metaken what? That we need three. Now it turned into a Bezdin. Now it turned into a situation that you're going to need a Bezdin. If it turns into a situation that there's a Bezdin, then what? Then there's Tziruf. Then there's a connection.
then that's something that the Mishnah Melech wants to suggest. Maybe that's comparable to Eidos, and that's why the Rama wanted to say, La Halacha, I need them all to be learned, even according to Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ikka. Mirtz Hashem, next Chabura, the Chabura will be Gimel Medbeis. We'll figure it out if it's going to be on Bezdin Shokol, or we're going to go to the Shas, Tosos of Gidav Gimel Medbeis, the bottom of Gimel Medbeis. And Amir Tashem, what are we up to in the Bikiyas Lima? More? Hey, so we'll get more Makomos for that as well. Yeah, Eitan.
This messes us up from what we said at the beginning. I mean, I can understand Eitan inspired. The whole shot we used in the Rambam was that the Dayanim are glorified Eitan, that they're not Mumchim, they're just simply Eitan.
In Geirus. In Geirus, there's a halacha called Maise Bezdin. Avada, there's going to be many panei halacha. Geirus is the chiddush. Avada, in many areas, that there's going to be a psak halacha, a masumat and drishas and hakiris back and forth. We were suggesting, based on that chiddush of Tosus and Yevamos, there's a certain situations that you're going to have a passive bezdin. That bezdin are similar to edus l'kayim as hadavar, and therefore we wanted to suggest there wouldn't be a necessity to be samach in those areas.
Also, people are choshish.
We'll get to that. That's true. That's to answer my kasha. Okay. That's to answer. Say, Edward, you're not my aide.
Even Krovin and whatever.
Yeah, everyone. But we'll see. We'll see what it's based on. It's a chumrah. It's not ma'akiv. So everyone's married by that. But we'll Mir Tishem develop in later sugyas why we do that. Shkaya Prabosa. So let's talk l'maisa. So next week we want to start a WhatsApp group. To try to aim to next week to make